I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and waters we record the Kata Project upon. I would also like to acknowledge all my gurus, including my culture, my teachers, and my mother, that have given me the knowledge that I have and continue to gain. Namaskaram and welcome back to the Kata Project. We have now completed the first and second chapters of the Ramayana. We are now entering the Aranyakandam. This is the chapter which sees the entry of characters like Jatayu, Shurpanaka, Maricha again, and of course, the terrifying Ravana. Trouble starts brewing for the forest dwellers, Prince Ram, Lakshman, and Sita. Ready for some action, adventure, and heroics? Enjoy listening. Prince Ram, Lakshman, and Princess Sita surprisingly really enjoyed living in the forest. Yes, it wasn't comfortable like the big, beautiful palace of Ayodhya, and they didn't have their beloved family around them, but it was mostly peaceful. Because they lived in the Dandaka forest for most of their time, there were also plenty of asuras in the forest. So, Prince Ram and Lakshman took it upon themselves to slowly defeat all the asuras so that the rishis or priests could live more peacefully. 10 years seemed to pass without too much disturbance, and the three of them moved through the forest, living off the nature around them. They would eat the fruits and vegetables that grew around them. They used the water that flowed in the rivers through the forest, and they built themselves small huts to sleep in. If they met any rishis, they would stay in the ashrams and help them cook, clean, and conduct their pujas before moving on. This way, Ram, Lakshman, and Sita passed most of their years of exile happily. One day, they met the very powerful Agastya Rishi, who gave Rama a special bow that belonged to Lord Vishnu himself, and also a quiver, which is what is used to hold the arrows, that would give the prince an endless supply of arrows and a mighty sword as well. Agastya Rishi told Rama and Lakshmana and Sita to set up a home in Panchavati on the banks of the Godavari River, to see out the rest of their years in the forest. So, off they went to find Panchavati and settle down. Panchavati is described as one of the most beautiful places. The forest was filled with the sweetest of sweetest smelling flowers. The Godavari River was perfectly clean, and the animals were so friendly. While Prince Ram and Lakshman built a hut, Princess Sita would gather fruits and vegetables and nuts, not only for their food, but also to feed all the animals that started visiting them. Soon enough, they had deers, rabbits, peacocks, squirrels, birds, and bears all coming to play with Sita and get food from her. Panchavati became almost like a paradise. One day, as Lakshman was fixing the roof of the hut and Ram and Sita were sitting with the animals, somebody was watching from behind a tree a little distance away from them. Watching as these two handsome princes went about their daily duties was a Rakshasi called Shurpanaka. She lived in the forest nearby, and as she was walking by, she spotted a tall, handsome man that was dressed like a rishi, but looked like a warrior. Now, Shurpanaka was not just any Rakshasi. She was the sister of Ravana. Although Ravana's palace was all the way in Lanka, Shurpanaka and her brothers Kara and Dushan lived in the forest in India. Shurpanaka was not a very pretty looking Rakshasi, and she knew that. But she had the magic to be able to transform to look like anything she wanted to be. She looked at the princes and how handsome they were. And she looked at Sita and thought that she was the most beautiful lady that she had ever seen. Shurpanakha started to feel very jealous. Jealous is a feeling that someone might get when they think that others have nicer things than them. It's not a very nice feeling. Shurpanakha felt jealous when she saw how pretty Sita was and decided that if she wanted to impress Rama, she would have to transform herself into a pretty lady. So she did. And from her Rakshasi form, she changed into a beautiful lady. After changing the way she looked, she walked over to the hut and said, "Hello, who are you? You handsome men are dressed like rishis, but look so strong and mighty like soldiers. I couldn't help but be so amazed by you." Rama immediately knew that something was not quite right. But he replied, "I am Prince Ram, and this is my wife Sita and my brother Lakshman. We are the princes of Ayodhya, but we are living in the forest. And who are you?" Although he knew that this strange woman was trouble, Ram replied pleasantly, "I am Shurpanakha, the sister of the great King Ravan. I think you are the most handsome man I have ever seen. I think you should marry me," she said. As Prince Ram suspected, Shurpanakha was causing some mischief. So Rama decided to be a little bit cheeky too. And he replied, "Oh, beautiful Shurpanakha, I am a married man. See, here is my wife Sita. How can I marry you? See my brother, Lakshman? He has no wife here. Why don't you ask him?" Rama said this with a cheeky little smile. Shurpanakha looked at Rama and then at Lakshman and without hesitation walked over to the younger brother and said, "And you, strong prince, will you marry me?" Lakshman smiled because he knew what Ram was up to and replied, "Oh, Shurpanakha, why would you settle for me? I am not the future king of Ayodhya. I am just the younger brother. Ask Rama one more time." And so Shurpanakha was sent back to Rama again. Rama chuckled and said, "Oh, dear lady of the forest, you see, my brother is the one that fixes the hut and protects us from wild animals. He is much braver than me. Go to him." Suddenly, Shurpanakha realized that the two brothers were teasing her. Her eyes flashed with anger. At that moment, Sita, who wasn't able to control herself, burst out laughing. After feeling so embarrassed, Shurpanakha returned to her wicked form as a Rakshasi and growled, "You! It is because of you that Rama does not wish to marry me. Your beauty is stopping me from getting what I want." And saying that, she jumped towards Sita and grabbed her. Like a flash of lightning, Lakshman jumped in between Shurpanakha and Sita. To protect Sita, he cut off Shurpanakha's nose. Shurpanakha ran from Panchavati and went straight to her brothers Kara and Dushan to complain. And when their sister came crying to them, they got very angry. Kara and Dushan had 14,000 soldiers that they ruled and ordered them to all go and find these two men that had dared to hurt their sister. So a mighty army started marching towards Panchavati, led by the mighty Kara and Dushan. They thought that they would defeat these two men in a matter of seconds. But little did they know that they were facing Prince Ram. He was like a superhero, stronger than any of those asuras could even imagine. When the army arrived at Panchavati, Rama told Lakshmana to take Sita to a nearby cave to keep her safe. That means Rama was ready to fight 14,000 asuras all by himself. Soon, a wild fight began. Do you remember that Agastya Rishi had gifted the sword of Lord Vishnu and a special bow with unlimited arrows? Well, Rama fought all the asuras without any trouble. He was a master with the bow and arrow and was the strongest man around. It took many hours, but Rama defeated the entire army of asuras and even managed to defeat Kara and Dushan. He left just one soldier, whose name was Akampana. After the entire army was defeated by Ram, Akampana and Shurpanaka ran away from Panchavati and went straight to Lanka. There, they met Ravan and delivered the message that Kara and Dushan's army had been completely destroyed. So, who are we about to meet? That's right, the mighty, terrifying, and powerful king of Lanka, Ravan. You might have heard that Ravana has 10 heads. But how? And why? Last time I checked, you can only have one head. Now, do you remember who Ravana really is? If not, maybe go back and listen to the Varaha Avatar and the story of Jaya and Vijaya to refresh your memory. Now today, we met Shurpanaka, who thought that if she had a beautiful face, Prince Ram would fall in love with her. But that's not what happened, was it? Because Ram doesn't love Sita just because she's beautiful. Ram loves Sita because she's a kind person. That goes to show that our inner beauty, like how kind we are to people, how respectful we are to our elders, is far more important than who we are on the outside and what we look like, or even what kind of clothes we wear and what kind of toys we have. Maybe have a think about that until our next katha. Namaskaram.